Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for making us this appearance this morning. We usually talk to you on Wednesday, and we will. I want to make sure people don't get confused on that. We're not shuffling your day. We're just adding adding you this morning because you brought something to my attention earlier this morning. I'll let you tell the listeners what is now happening with perhaps annexation.
Well, to begin with, I want to make it clear this was not as a result of something that the city council is presenting, but something that the city is presenting to the city council.
The administration.
The way that they have to vote on this. The city
administration,
whoever's putting this together, the mayor's office, has put out a new breakdown of the areas to be annexed. And we know the largest part was what they're calling Area 1 on the west side.
Right. 10,000 people.
Portion that is Richland Township, Van Buren Township, and so forth. And instead of having just being one area, Area 1, they're having Area 1A, Area 1B, and Area 1C. And it appears, now I'm just, because I'm just looking at this information very recently, just received it last evening with the map and so forth. What it looks like is that everything, all the part that was Richland is 1A, the part that was Van Buren down to Highway 45 is still 1A, and then south of 45 is 1B, except for one little bitty section coming off of Leonard Springs Road and going to the west is 1C. Now, when you look at the map, you can see coming down Leonard Springs Road, you can see two small sections that are already in the city. And it looks like they've had to go around there somehow so it would all be contiguous to be able to capture that part that is 1C. Because, and this is just what it appears to be, because years ago, back in the 70s, I know that you were able to annex by just going right down a road and then going off of the road and annexing and pulling in the part that you want. But that's no longer allowed. And so you have to have clear so much that actually touches the city limits that was not a part of this, as I understand it. So that's the reason, evidently, why they had to change this map around. Now, people may say, well, what difference does it make if you still end up with the same number of households, et cetera? And perhaps it doesn't. However, this information had to have been known when all this information was given out to the public last week, because why else would they suddenly have the map ready and all these numbers ready and so forth? They had to have known it last week, so that leaves, if I was a city council member, I would not be pleased with this because I don't think they were told about it. And they might have been, but I don't think so.
No, I know you're not the person to answer these questions, but why would they switch to horses in the middle of the stream, so to speak, and why would they do it after six consecutive days of meetings? I guess we'll ask the mayor's office that on Thursday morning.
Right. I would think for certain that they've done it because there's been enough legal minds looking at this and experts looking at
this. Well, isn't this the whole point? Isn't the whole point of this deal was let's not hurry up and do this so we can get it right? Let's take our time and sit back and relax and so you can avoid things like this?
Well, and evidently whoever put this together, they messed up somehow. Now, you know.
Marty, you started to say that you thought that the legal minds thought something. What were you getting ready to say?
What it's looking like is that they've looked at this, annexation experts have looked at this, and they've looked at areas that were annexed in the past under this old law that you could not annex it in that way now, and they've used that as a matter of saying this, we're hooked onto the city because we're hooking onto these little other areas that we're hooked onto that would no longer be legal to do it that way. So they've had to rework the map to still get the same people in, but change it around and call it a different area. Now, whether or not, what the outcome this will really be, let me tell you what, I'm not an annexation expert. I'm just trying to look at this map and make some sense of it. What I'm saying, what I want to make sure that the public understands, that this should be something we'll all be taking a look at, because each of these areas, Area 1A, 1B, and 1C, all has to be voted on separately by the city council. So that means that those waivers, that whether or not, you know, there's a big debate as to whether which waivers are legal and which ones aren't, or enforceable or not, whatever. But the number of the waivers would still have to be a certain percent for each of these areas, one would think, because they're all having to vote, the city council has to vote on each one of those sections of Area 1 separately.
So
that's why I'm saying, but now probably whoever split this all up has probably counted all those waivers to make certain they're still getting the numbers that they need in there.
So the remonstrance has to be 65% or more of the people in those areas to go through. And that's what you're talking about as far as the percentage of waivers and so forth. If there's more than that of the waivers, then there's no possibility of a remonstrance.
Well, we have to remember that, and there's different percentages, like so much to take it to court, so much to totally stop it, and then so much to just take it to court and so forth. But it is the number of waivers that would be enforceable for each of these areas. That's what I would want people to understand, is that, to just check that out. We're not legal experts here. We're just looking at a map. So I'm just saying a big heads up, because I think a lot of people in Area 1 thought, well, there's no point to doing much about any of this because they've already told us they have all the waivers they need. They may very well be telling us the same thing again, even though they have split all of this up. But it's sort of like last minute to be hearing about this. And it came out on the city's media outlet to let people know what was going to be voted on or looked at by the city council this Wednesday. And I would venture to say that not all of the city council might not even have been aware of this until they got this packet. It's in their packet to be looking at for their Wednesday meeting. I just think that's, here's another reason why this needs to be slowed down, so that everybody has an opportunity to look very hard at all these numbers and where all of these locations are, how it's going to affect their services, their pocketbook, and let people have a better opportunity to really have an interaction with the people who are making choices about what their lifestyle is going to be like. Because believe me, it's not just the amount of taxes that they're paying, but it'll also be how they'll be able to use their land and what ordinances they have to live under and so forth. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot more information on this come out. I just wanted people to take a new look at it and see that things have changed.
Okay, so Marty, what you were just talking about, if people go to the City of Bloomington's website, thebloomington.in.gov, and they click on where it says City Council, on that page, if you go and scroll down a little bit, it says that the legislative packet for the meeting on March 29th, it's down about three quarters of the page down, and you can find it right there. So,
right, and you'll see the map that I'm talking about. Now, I have not had an opportunity to look at the numbers, the fiscal impact for each of these sections, because the fiscal impact statement will have to be different for each 1A, 1B, and 1C, whether or not how well that's working out. I haven't looked at that as yet, but the purpose of this call is just heads up, everyone. Let's take a new look at it. We may think we have studied it and know what these numbers say, and now we have something new to look at. I'm telling you, if I was a city council member, I would not be happy with what is being thrown at them the way it's coming.
But, and we'll get Tim Mayer's thoughts on this tomorrow morning. He'll check in with us at 8:05 on all of that as well. What else did I read over the weekend that I thought Julie Thomas or somebody else was commenting on that was her maybe with fire districts or fire territories, that they had just gotten information about that. Maybe I'm off base here. Late last week, over the weekend, about how that's all going to work out. They haven't gotten any information on how the fire things are going to work out. It's just, it seems like one thing after another, Marty.
Well, right. And in this fiscal plan, I think what they're going to be talking about now is that the city's talking about, well, they'll just buy these fire stations or some such thing. This is just a lot to work out. But what they want to say, it seems to me that the people pushing for this is just sign this and we'll figure out what's in it once it's signed.
Yeah, once it's signed, we'll go back and make sure everything's worked out.
Yeah,
sure,
well,
sounds
we'll work
like
it
Obamacare.
Out later. Just agree to this. Agree to whatever I want you to do, and then I'll tell you later how it's going to work out. Because once it's agreed to, then there's not much left to negotiate. But that's the reason why, had that law at the state changed, that would have required some negotiation between the county and the city, we might have been able to slow this down, get citizen input from people that actually represented them, to have a voice, but that sadly did not pass. So now this is what we have.
I've got one quick question for you. Someone's asking me on Twitter, how does this affect the MCCSC moving forward? I don't know if you're the person to have the answer to that question, but I said I would ask you on that.
How does it affect the school system,
right,
or the library?
The
school
system. MCCSE, yeah.
Well, it's certainly the students who are going to Richland Bean Blossom will still be going to Richland Bean Blossom.
Sure.
The students
that are I think financially
to Mineral
was, yeah.
But we're talking about financially.
Yeah.
They not only lose money through the circuit breaker to support the schools, but they also lose money through their excise taxes, which is a considerable amount of dollars that would have normally gone to the school. So, and the legislation I was hoping that might pass that would allow some transportation funds for the schools to come out of the TIF, that didn't look like it's going to go forward at the state level. So, yes, I think it will affect that. The other thing is that the library is bringing forth on our Tuesday meeting, or maybe it's for our regular meeting the following, having to do with additional dollars because they want to move forward with building another library. Well, all of this definitely affects the library as well because they're also going to lose a great deal of tax revenue. And when I say lose, we count on our revenues to grow a bit every year, and that growth, most of that growth, instead of coming out to the other areas, will be found in the city. And it won't be going to the county and to the library and so forth. So I think it affects all of these folks.
Interesting. And it always will be. There's no doubt about it. We appreciate you checking in with us this morning. We'll still talk to you on Wednesday, correct?
Okay. Thank you. I'll see you then.
Thanks, Marty.
Marty Hawk, County Councilwoman, checking in with us. And again, keeping an eye on this. Someone's got to keep an eye on it. Luckily for us, we have Tim Mayer tomorrow morning. Again, and this is an excellent point. The city council has nothing to do with this. In the sense they have nothing to do except vote on it. They have not put this together. This was not their idea. This was from the mayor's office, and we know that. And we're making sure that you are up to date on all the information that's coming out from it. And now you know what's happening there. And obviously we'll talk in more detail with Tim Mayer tomorrow morning as he will join us before Wednesday's meeting, and then we'll get caught up with Marty on her normal time on Wednesday. So a busy Monday, Margaret, all of a sudden. And it's interesting to see how and that's what we'll ask Tim, is they can change this at any time they want. I don't know. It seems like they did it right there.
I didn't understand that this was so easily changed. I really didn't. I mean, I'm just sitting here going, whoa, you know, all of a sudden now folks who thought they knew what areas they're in, your area may have changed. And, you know.
And will it change again?
I don't know, Glass. I will
looks like
say,
you're playing against a stack deck is what it looks like. Now, whether it is or not, I'll be more than happy to hear the explanation.
The breakdown of those three areas is very peculiar. It's very peculiar.
And again, this is something that is being hurried up to get done. It's not, if this was, hey, a year from now, we're gonna have this all laid out.
I don't know if you remember the conversation, but apparently the city council members, if I remember what Tim said on one of his weekly visits, was that they do have the option of changing the maps, meaning that if they want a specific street out of it, I think they can do that.
I think you need
to ask him again that, but I am almost 100% sure that he said that was possible.
All
to
summer
do.
Parts, right. Specifics right. within right. there. That will be, if your neighborhood brings up their petition or whatever it is and says, hey, look, here's why we're not, they can keep that in or out of the process moving forward. It doesn't have to be all or none, right? There can be some exceptions to that.
So.
Yeah, I'll ask him about that. I got my list this morning growing. Exceptions on the annexation that they can either deal with or not deal with on that. Okay.
Wow.
We'll have that in there. All right. It's a busy morning. That's why I listen to the program, right? You get information. And we thank Marty Hawk for her time and paying attention to that. Again, Tim Mayer tomorrow morning, 8:05, city councilman. And Marty returns 8:05 on Wednesday. Plus, Mick Ranheisen from the deputy mayor on Thursday morning. So we should have you covered with all of this moving forward.